Largo High School, good afternoon. Welcome to the Tampa Bay Fall Music Games here at Riverview High School. It is Saturday, October 17th, 2015. This is Emmanuel Marcakis with the Central States Judges Association. Your percussion adjudicator, I am from Boca Raton, Florida. I am honored to be evaluating your performance this afternoon. Hopefully some of the comments I make will be of use to you for the remainder of the season. Looks like now the band is starting to come on and the front ensemble is getting set up. When we're ready to go, I'll get back with you. I'll be with you every step of the way. Best of luck. Can't wait to see the performance.
This is our infant universe. Everything that will ever exist.
Okay, we're rolling.
Everything that will ever happen. All begins here, within this tiny bundle of energy.
Yeah, a little bit early on that concert bass drum hit there at the beginning. Appreciate the... Careful on the speed there on the suspended cymbals. Make sure they're a little bit more uniform. Make sure that we're getting the same volume. Okay, we have a tapering effect from the center. Good. Way to set the mood. Intro of the two snare dreads. Nice little retardando there. Pretty good listening from front to back early on. The dreads that were keeping the pulse and front ensemble responding appropriately. All right, yeah, got to make sure we pump through those paradiddle diddles, especially the tenor line where we're going from drum. All right, bass drums. I got to open up those threes a little bit. Okay. Subdivide those eighth notes, bass drums. That's going to come along. That's going to be a great part, too. Nicely written in there. Good layering texture. Yeah, there you go, bass drums. Nice run there. Yeah, good job in the concert snare. I mean, the concert bass drum there. Listening back there. Really focusing on where that pulse was from the battery. Nice 16th note roll there. Good separation of tap and roll snares. Good job. And you're placed in a position there where listening is extremely important. So good for you. Careful on a couple of comments there on some of that paradiddle diddle work. Make sure we're lifting up a little bit on the inner beats there. Really push through. Watch the variations of the heights. Sometimes even early on throughout the program, just making sure that your the heights are the same. Therefore, the attacks are all going to be on the same page.
The red plate.
Yeah, nice, good Stevens grip technique. Nice intervals in the front mallets.
The unrivaled giant solar system. Mighty Jupiter.
Yeah, good color. Good, nice stamping effects of the cymbals. Appreciate that. Drum lines all over the place. Good for you. Good, nice demand on you. Yeah, watch the runs there. Da 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 da. Make sure we're all together there, front mallets. Oh wow, that left triplet, that triplet roll there, upper battery was starting. Looks like you started on the left hand. Make sure you lift on that a little bit more. Bring up the diddle heights a little bit and push through that, play through the drum, and that'll be clean nicely. Yeah, we gotta listen back a little bit more, a little bit of front to back tear there, but overall, nice. Good statement. A lot of exciting things happening. Probably from at least this portion of the program, biggest opportunity that you can work on specifically from the back is just watch those attacks, adjust those heights, make sure that they're consistent. Yeah, good moment right now for the front ensemble. Just sitting back, enjoying what you're doing. Vibraphone, good control of those half notes and those chords. Yeah, nice. Good laterals going on. A little bit more fluidity. A little bit reaching more on the laterals, the double laterals on that. A little bit more loose on that and. Try and lift up the mallet heights a little bit more and make sure that we're still getting, still getting that sound that you want, but overall, not bad. Yeah, just, picky details, because I think you all deserve it. Just want to make sure that all suspended cymbal work. If the intent is one individual player to really take the lead on the dynamics there, like the center player, for example, that one spot I was referring to, you just got to make sure that is the case. I'm not really convinced that was communicated enough. So, yeah, thank you. Appreciate the left hand. Make sure that we're getting the. There we go. Yeah. Okay. A little bit early on that left laterals, we got to make sure that the inner mallet was getting the sound as well. But it adjusted quickly. Nice, good staccato work in the front. Yeah, okay, not bad. Just a little bit variations on the flams there. The grace notes weren't quite the same. Really lock those down. Cha, 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 cha. Really lock down those accents, their snares. But good, not bad. Tenor, now the tenors. Cute, appreciate that. Nice. Hold it. Good. Okay, all right. Good. I was hoping you would hold on to that and keep that triplet hand motion there going to end that particular phrase. So you did a pretty good job. There was a slight variation, you guys. There was a couple players, individual players, that actually dragged a little bit the hand motion of the triplets on that roll. But you know what? That's very fixable. Just keep playing through that. Play through the drum, and everything will correct itself after using those techniques. Okay, all right. Oh, is that a run bass drums? What? Make sure you open up those threes. Make sure you subdivide. Each three comes on either a downbeat or an eighth note. Make sure you really focus on that. Da 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 da. Yeah. Some of that work there, we've got to make sure. Stick height consistency. Okay, that was better that time, snares. Check it out. Appreciate the three lefts. Or the two lefts. Yeah, bass drums. You'll get that. You just need to open up again. Open those threes up, subdivide by those eighth notes. All right, Largo, check it out. So, overall, a lot of great potential. There's just some minor execution pieces there that's going on. I really enjoyed the front. Let's start with the front ensemble. Really enjoyed the contributions. A lot of good work with the smaller number of players that you had there. You got some great lateral roll techniques. Some great Stevens grip versions of Stevens grips. The laterals were great. I like to appreciate the staccato stylistic approach that you had to really match some of the musical components on there. And as far as the back, I think probably the biggest opportunity I would imagine would come from the bass drums to be a little bit more consistent. Watch the unisons. Watch the mallet heights. And the bass drums, and also a couple of comments, regarding the snares and the tenors. Where it counted, I think they pretty much hit a lot of the spots that they wanted. Just the stuff in between, the bookends were good. Just a lot of consistency in between with some of the stuff that I reacted to. So overall, I appreciated it, and hopefully some of the comments I made were helpful to you. And best of luck in the future.